When I started drinking, I was between 12 and 13. My lifestyle was a whirlwind. How that came about was through being a state ward. I was placed in a system and I was there from the age of 13 to 25, 26. So I got tossed around to the homes. And with that became my journey of drinking. My behavior was out the gate, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I used to lie, cheat, and steal. I went to drink for every reason possible with life prior to coming in. I am a mum of seven adult children and 14 grandchildren. Three of my younger children, they were in the rip of my active addiction. There was a lot of people within the community that were saying to me that I had a drinking problem. Denise, you need to address it. Your children love you, but they don't love the behavior. My last drink, I was at one of our bars in Christchurch here, and I blacked out. In the bar, I was trying to lean towards the bar and I thought I got there, but I didn't. I just dropped on the floor. The bouncers thought somebody had beat me up or knocked me out. Could have been both. And from there on in, I just had to wait till I got the green light to go into Queen Mary Hospital. My children gave me a warning. If I didn't get the program, I was going to be deleted off their lives. So that's my rock bottom of going into a place called a treatment, a rehabilitation center. So I went to Queen Mary Hospital in Hamner Springs and did the Taha Māori program. I came into recovery, unsure of where I came from. And what it was suggested that in a couple of years, we were to go and search for Kōwaiao, which means who am I? Where am I from? I didn't know because I was adopted as a child, I was a state ward as a child, and life became really unmanageable, to be quite honest. So I do know my history today. It would be best to say Ngā Hauwhā, from the top to the bottom, to the east coast, to the west coast. Yeah. So it's basically Te Whānau Apanui, Ngā Puihi, Ngāti Porou, Tūhoe, and Ngāi Tahu. Those are my iwis. And so my journey began. Then I went from Hamner Springs to a halfway house in Christchurch, and that was called Elmtree Lodge. I stayed there for a while, got my roots grounded. It was suggested that I go to meetings, get a sponsor. It's been a whirlwind. I've had a lot of family deaths in my journey. This program ain't for the faint-hearted. You're gonna hit your low of lows, feel the emotions, but with that, what I can say is that with everything that went on in my life in sobriety, I have not had the desire to pick up a drink. I really love what I do today. And how it is for me is that everything in my house is legal. It is not stolen. It is not from dirty money. And the clothes that I wear, I own. I say that with gratitude because when I went into Queen Mary Hospital, the clothes I had on were borrowed from my cousins. I have a legal license. I have a real passport. I can travel. I have traveled. I love having fun. You know, my primary purpose is to help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. And on top of that, you just got to have some sort of fun. I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie. I love my bungee jumping, jumping out of planes, skydiving. I do that. And I love it. And I network with a lot of people. I'm really grateful that I have a journey and it's embedded in my life in this journey of recovery. You know, everything outside of AA, we have to do our very best. It doesn't matter what we do, we just don't need to pick up a drink. Mine is misbehaving, as in eating lots of chocolate. I'm guilty of that, you know. I work my steps. I'm currently on step 4 and 5, and with the guidance of my sponsor, and I'm really grateful I have a lovely lady who assists me on a weekly basis for check-ins, check-ups. It's been paramount for me to network with the ladies. I get the support, working the steps, going to meetings, and being kind to self. It's a wee thing. For me personally, as a recovering alcoholic, you know, I give of my time to help the still suffering alcoholic. We have a roster for those that have a year or up sobriety. So we go into these detox centers once a month and we share for 1 hour our experience, strength, and hope to those that are still under the influence of whatever that is. But what happens is that it becomes really clear that this ease is a killer when we see our men and women that suffer and then they pass away. You know, jails, institutions, and death. But if I hear the similarities in a person sharing that I relate to with my drinking, it may embed something, instill that light bulb moment of, oh, oh, that was me. I did that. Oh, I used to drink like that. Oh, it wasn't just me. They did it too. You know, that sort of stuff. And you know, our famous words is keep coming back because we know this program works and let's work at it. I have gone to meetings throughout the North Island, the top of the North Island, and lower South Island. I reside in Christchurch and I've been able to have a solid foundation within the fellowship, meetings, sponsor, service sponsor, and helping the newcomer. We have a starter pack and we have a list of meetings. We have these things to introduce our new members to, and we have phone numbers from our women to hand out, and the same for our men. And we do this so that they can connect with us. And if they want to call us on that starter pack that they've been given and we've written our numbers down, call us. I think the biggest thing for me is building relationships. So I take the 12 steps off the banners into my life and at home. And I do that with my adult children today, and the same for my grandchildren. My two youngest girls and my youngest son, we have a really good relationship. It was rocky at the beginning, I would say the first 15 years, still dealing with my behaviors that affected my children. Trust was always uncertain, and we had to communicate, be around one another. I had to listen to them and listen to what they had to say to me because I wanted to know. I wanted to know that impact as it would be today, it would be noted as the Al-Anon, the family members that were affected by alcohol. They would be my children and they wanted answers. And today, you know, I get the privilege of being with my grandchildren. Having time, I get to travel to visit five of my children in different continents and be with them, be present for their births, be present for their birthdays. If not, because I'm working, they will screenshot a video. You know, our relationship was rocky at the beginning, but today it's better because we're talking all the time. They know when to catch mum. Give me 2 hours when I get back from work, and I'll be right. Let me eat, shower, and rest up, and then you can holler at me. Yeah. The job that I do today is I assist the police with picking up the families, i.e., majority of them are mothers with children, and I assist the police to get them out of harm's way. So I'm there to make sure that the woman and the children are looked after from A to B to get where they need to be. I've got the privilege of doing that with them. I'm really grateful to do that job to assist our people because I've seen enough suffering within our fellowship with alcohol, how it's ruined, this disease has ruined our people in general, but we just have to keep our feet on the ground. It's about trusting the process because I have a higher power and being able to hand my will and my life over to the God of my understanding. Yeah, boy, that does work. And just trudge their road of happy destiny, one foot in front of the other. So kia kaha to all those that are struggling and that want help with Alcoholics Anonymous, we're here. We are here. Yeah. Everywhere in our country, we are here. Yeah. So, yeah, just keep coming back because this program is for all sorts of people. And I am an alcoholic who's proud to say that I've kept coming back. Yeah.